We're talking with Frederick Drummond, who's been honored with the Cattleman of the Year Award for the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association this year. Frederick, you've been in the ranching business for a lot of years. Your family, a heritage family here in the state of Oklahoma.
That's true. We've all been around for a long time. We're a 100-year family, and practically all of the time, most of it in the Osage. But I was very surprised to receive this award, I can tell you. Maybe it was predicated on longevity. I'm not sure.
I know that we were sitting with Eldon White, and he said that your dad gave you a TSCRA membership when you were, a couple of months old, that you're one of their oldest members.
I could be the oldest consecutive member of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association as well, because that preceded the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and I think I was 8 years old when my father must have decided that I was the only boy I was going to be a cattle rancher. But it's been consecutive. We've never missed a year since.
Wow. You know, the differences between today as you work with your family in ranching compared to back when you were really just getting started as a teenager and, you know, a 20-year-old.
Oh, well, when I was a teenager, that was during World War II. And the ranches were run by the old men and the young boys. And we did not have anything mechanical. Mm-hmm. So I have ridden 10 jillion miles, and my legs show it, too. But it's been a wonderful experience. And, you know, to have seen the old ways and the new ways, it's always mind-boggling. And these young men that are around today that have the wonderful, they've had a wonderful grass year, and the cattle prices are astounding. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me to see where we're going. And we still have a really wonderful product that America is awakening to the fact that our protein is the best.
Yeah. I guess the cattle have changed quite a bit since over your lifetime, several different ways, right?
Up and down. I bought the reserve champion load of bulls at Denver in 1962, and they all came up to my belt buckle. Mm-hmm. And 10 years later, you had to have a stepladder to look over the top of them. So you talk about dramatic changes in cattle. I think, or I hope, we're going the right direction, because what we do, we've got to raise a product that suits the American public.
Yeah.
It's got to be tender and well-received. And I think the industry's doing that job.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Ron.